You've got fragmentation of habitat, and that results in fragmentation of populations. And you get individuals such as this animal that end up in the strangest of places. We've had beluga whales, we've had walruses, we've had bowhead whales, all of these species in the last, you know, 5 to 10 years. So it's not that unusual to find Irish waters playing host to these, what we call extra-limital Arctic vagrants.
Would you expect that once we've seen one, we will see more?
May well do, yeah. People talk about a walrus turning up in Irish waters was a once-in-a-century event, and, you know, now we're seeing walruses, you know, every decade or so. This trend towards climate change and degradation of Arctic habitat, it's only going one way, so we've no reason to believe that it won't. And, of course, it's that to members of the public as well, citizen scientists reporting these animals. I mean, this was obviously reported to us as a dolphin, but now maybe the people, and including the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group, now we have narwhal firmly fixed in the back of our heads. Every time you go out on a boat in places like Donegal Bay to see the amazing whale activity that there's been in Donegal Bay, I mean, my God, it is remarkable. I live in West Cork, and West Cork was the hotspot for whales and whale watching in Ireland. We've lost our whales now. Many of our whales, and in particular the likes of the spectacular ones like the humpback whales, those same individuals that we were watching here in West Cork 25 years ago, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, they are now appearing between Mullaghmore Head and St. John's Point and the outer reaches of Donegal Bay.